Good morning, beloved. In Psalm 119, verses 73 through 80, the Word of God declares this to us. Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your rules are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let your steadfast love comfort me according to your promise to your servant. Let your mercy come to me, that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the insolent be put to shame because they have wronged me with falsehood. As for me, I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, that they may know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame. God, we are praying today for the country of Jamaica. God, as the people there, about 3 million people, look out at the Caribbean Sea or simply look in their kitchen to try and find something to eat, we pray that your law would be their delight. We pray for those that have experienced a wonderful Christian heritage to be able to say that fearing you rejoices their hearts, and that your rules are righteous, and that you have revealed your faithfulness to make known the gospel of peace to their family through generations. And God, we're asking for the very thing that we desperately need, which is for you to revive us, to quicken our hearts, to work courage into our relationships, to establish moral purity in our souls, and for there to be a determination in our will to seek your face and to give room for no idols in our own souls. Blessed God, please do not let our afflictions turn us away from your precepts, but give us understanding so that in keeping your law, all things would work together for your glory, and that it would produce tangible signs of affection and kindness for one another. God, wherever there are people who are harboring malice, would you show them the cross, so that the cleansing that comes through the blood of Christ would establish homes in peace, that husbands would be reconciled with their wives, that children would be reconciled with their parents, and that people would be more and more given to singing, delighting, celebrating, laughing, and praising. And God, for those that they would feel almost smug or indifferent to their situation, to talk about laughter as they grieve something that maybe has been done or something that has been done to them. God, would you sustain their faith? Would you uphold them by your righteous and powerful hand? Would you not allow the evil one to snuff out that which is from you? But would you, the faithful and true shepherd, watch over your sheep in keeping with your steadfast love? To the praise of your glory, we're asking that you bless the people of Jamaica. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.